hard to bend because we're so darn stubborn. We know what's good for us, but we still go like, yeah, but that really shiny thing over there, I think I kind of, you know, oh, but, you know, that really bad relationship is just a little too tempting. Oh, but, you know, that kind of thing. We're our own enemy. So we have to balance this out. Think of it this way. In any Marvel superhero movie, in any Shakespeare play, in any classic myth from mythology, there's a hero and there's a villain. This is shadow and light. But what did we learn last time I was here? I talked about in Kabbalah saying how everything is light, that light actually comes from the darkness. It's like that Big Bang Theory or whatever. Like, you look at the night sky and it's so vast, but you know what's out there is all these stars and light that it's all made of. Light and dark are both really the same thing. The light illuminates consciousness. So when we look at our, let's look at some classic superheroes, right? Like Batman, for example. Batman, what's his superpower? Well, he fights crime. He's got all these gadgets and stuff like that. He's a good guy. He's always for helping people. So that's kind of his superhero thing. He doesn't fly, but he's got a Batmobile. He's got all this cool stuff. But why is he doing this? Because he's a billionaire. He doesn't have to do this. He's doing it because of his dark side. His dark side, Bruce Wayne, his parents were killed, and he's avenging his parents' murder. So there's a dark side to that superhero that spurred that light and that helpfulness, that generosity of spirit out into the world to make the world a better place. Spider-Man, he's just like a kid, right? But he got bit by this radioactive spider or something, and he's out in Kansas. He's like, he was the dweeb, the nerd that everybody made fun of. But look at his powers. He's flying around. He's doing all his stuff, and he's beating the villains, which that's what he can do. And then there's the Incredible Hulk. Oh, my gosh. His dark side is what? Anger. He's like, oh, you get that guy mad, and he turns into a monster practically, right? He's a monster. But the monster wants what's good, and the monster's going to protect you, you know? So that's how these things work. Superman, he's an alien. Now, where do we see these illegal aliens today, right? Superman was an illegal alien. Where did he come from? Did he have any papers? Could he prove his identity? What? But he was a good guy, and he wanted to help people, and he had a higher consciousness than those people around him. So they all come from a side that's dark. We tend to seek to look outside of us for things like protection, for rescue, for happiness, for joy, for money, for whatever. And we don't realize that our superpower is right here within us. We don't need to go anywhere. We don't need to do anything. We don't need to buy anything. We don't even need to learn anything. We need to remember who we are. Remember what we're here for. That's what we need to do. We are capable. Why? Because we are. We are born onto this planet at this time for a purpose. And we are capable of handling not only our life, but to rise to the occasion to make things better for everybody. because we're all connected, because there's no lines between us, like the song says, there's no lines between us. When I help you, I'm helping myself. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's the same for everybody. We are designed and created in the image of the divine, in the image of God. We are that all-powerful, all-knowing, creative being. But we feel like we're this shell, we're this meat suit, we're this limited, you know, functioning body that just goes about day-to-day living and, you know, watches Netflix and eats dinner and goes out with friends and that. But there is so much more to it. And I always say it's not what we do. It's how we do it. It's with the mindset and heart that what we do. So I would ask you guys to think about, as we go on with this, what is your superpower? Because we all have superpower, maybe even more than one. And I'll just, I'll use John as an example here, okay? You might say music is his superpower. Yeah, music, maybe. There's a lot of people that play music, right? But who takes music and shares it with people to help them feel better, to lift them up? I think for John, generosity is his superpower because he's sharing his gift with others, and we are benefiting from it. A lot of times I think, okay, so Einstein or Edison, oh, they were so intelligent. They were so intelligent. There's a lot of intelligent people. Some people say Elon Musk is intelligent. But maybe not. Maybe that's not his superpower. I think Edison and Einstein, what their superpower was, is curiosity. Because you can be super intelligent and do nothing with it. You know, you can just use it to add up your bank account or whatever. But the curiosity comes with saying, what if? Or why? Or where did that come from? Or how can I help? In what way can I make things different for the better? For everyone, not just for me, not just for the selfishness, me and my billionaire friends, right? What is going to help this world elevate so that it's better for everybody? So, you know, generosity and curiosity, those are superpowers. Kindness, that's a superpower. Caringness, that is all, those are all good things. Don't let your dark side stop you. Don't let it affect you. Don't let it hold you back, because we all have that dark side. We wouldn't have the light without the dark. That's the way it works. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from, what you've done. It matters who you are. And it's all the same I. When I say I, Max says I, John says I, Pam says I. Who is that I? It's I that we call Pam, Max, John, or Lisa, but it's all the same I. Why do we use I? Because it's I. It's very deep when you think about it. But if you can grasp that concept, your life will change. Your world will change. We're all in this together. We have our dark sides for a reason. People don't learn and grow when life is all hunky-dory. When we're at Disneyland, we're having fun. But are we learning? Are we growing? We learn through the adversity and the challenges. And, you know, you could say, oh, I didn't sign up for this. Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. You chose to come into this life. You chose this because you wanted to grow. We're in fertile ground. What makes fertilizer? A lot of bull, okay? We got to go through that to grow, to break through to the light. That's it. We go through it because it makes us stronger. You could say people that have been through a lot of adversity, a lot of, you know, illnesses, loss, grief. What could be their superpower after all this? How about strength? How about resilience? Those are qualities that we attribute to the divine, to the creator. When we can't handle it, we can rely on God. We can say, I surrender. Take this burden from me because it's too much for me to handle. And it's handled. It's that easy. Give it. Give it up. Give it away. Let God handle it. That's all it takes. The most powerful action we can take, superpower, is to center our life around God, around spirit, to put that first. You know, it used to be popular back in the, 80s or 90s, WWJD, what would Jesus do? What would God do? You know, ask that question. I'm in a situation. I don't know what to do. What would Jesus do? What would Krishna do? What would Gandhi do? What would Mother Teresa do? Whoever is your, like, who you would think of as a very spiritual person that you would admire and that you would take advice from, what would that person do? What would my great-grandmother do, right? What would that person do? It's tapping into the universal consciousness and getting the answers that you need in that moment so that you can make a decision. We have the power of decision. That's another power. The power of free will. We choose. Every moment we choose. We choose our words. We choose our actions. We choose our thoughts. If we're thinking wrong, what does science of mind say? Think again. Think again. Consider this. Consider the possibilities. There's a story in India where a saint passes by a pond and he sees a scorpion and the scorpion's drowning. And the scorpion says, help me, I'm drowning. And the saint's like, oh my gosh, this is a scorpion. If I put him in my hand, he's surely going to sting me. But the saint says, I'm saving the scorpion. So he saves the scorpion. Scorpion's like, thank you, stings him. And so his friend says to him, why did you save the scorpion? Why did you save him? You knew you were going to be stung. And he says, well, the scorpion didn't give up his nature. I shouldn't give up mine. This is all part of life. Sometimes you do things because you know it's the right thing to do and you know you're going to get stung and you get stung, but you learn. But you have to follow your own nature. You have to follow your own guidance. Set boundaries, yes. Set boundaries. You could say next time you see a scorpion, I'm not going to touch it with my hand. I'll take a little stick and help him out. You know, you learn a different way. Or you drain the pond and let him walk out himself. You know, you learn. You learn these things. Another saint at the end of his lecture applauded himself, and the audience was like, he's clapping for himself. What's going on? They're like, hey, why are you clapping? He said, I'm not clapping for me. I'm clapping for God because God used me to give this lecture. I don't take credit for one single word. God put those words in my mouth to say. When we shift our perception, we can see more deeply. Think of it as our superhero vision. This is a game changer. Think of it this way. Things don't happen to us. We're not the victim. Nothing happens to us. Everything that happens in our lives happens for us. For us to grow, to change, to rise to the occasion, to learn, to experience. Even the most awful things, you know. There's a reason for it. There's a plan for it. And yes, we signed up for it. So how do we handle it? Are we going to handle it like a victim? Or are we going to handle it like a freaking superhero? Let's go. That's what I say. Let's go. The more crazy, messed up, challenging your life is, the more powerful you are. You just don't know it. These things are put in your way so that you can figure it out. We're not sleepwalking like a lot of people. Here it is Sunday morning. Think about how many people are sleeping in because they partied too late last night. Not us. We're here at church. We're getting in touch with the divine. We are discovering our spiritual superpower. We are on it, baby. We are doing what we're supposed to be doing in this life. Amen, hallelujah to you. Thank you very much. So this is a blessing. We know that we're not just hanging out here, that we have a mission in this life. We are a superhero. So when we feel that fear creep up, that doubt, those insecurities, don't jump on those emotions. Don't jump on those, you know, distractions. Stay in your strength. Stay with your superhero energy. That's your core. That's your core. That's where everything's going to come from. There's this practice, you know, in Vedanta, we say the mantra a lot, right? There's like Om Namah Shivaya or whatever it is. So in the morning when we meditate, we start with that practice, Om Namah Shivaya, or whatever our mantra is. Everybody's got different mantras. There's many powerful mantras. It's all good. You could have it Shalom or whatever you want to say. But the mind sometimes is chattering and we get distracted and we think about what we're going to do today or what we're supposed to do or that deadline or the episode we saw last night or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's hard to concentrate the mind. Brain studies have been done recently that says if you want to calm your mind and improve your memory, write by hand, not just on the keyboard, write by hand. And there's a spiritual practice in Vedanta where you write your mantra. As you're saying it to yourself, you're actually writing it. I've just started doing this recently. I started a blank book where I'm writing the mantra 100 times. My goal is to start doing it every day. I haven't gotten there yet, but my goal is to do it every day. And I'm going to do different mantras depending on the day just because I think that's fun. I think that's good, right? And actual scientific studies have shown that people who write by hand, whether it's letters, grocery lists, whatever, they have a better memory at a later age than most people. Something about the brain synapses and everything. So if we do this with our mantra, wouldn't our brain, like, we're training it to be more spiritual? I think so. I think it's really good. So the second verse to this, when Krishna is talking to Arjuna. You are your own hero. You are your own best friend. You also are your enemy. Your will is hard to bend. The next verse says, conquer your stubborn will, and life will be sublime. Your heart filled with satisfaction, even through the toughest times. That's it. Conquer your will, whether it's by mantras, by knowing your superpower, by getting out there, by taking action. That's it. So here's our prayer for today. And I think this is a four-part prayer. I've said it before, but I keep refining it a little bit. And I think each part is so important, and it's so simple. But if we get this, we get everything. Show me where I need to go. Tell me what I need to know. Provide the seeds I need to sow. I am grateful for these tools to grow. Got it? Okay. And so it is. Hari Om Tat Sat. Amen.